the air because not that you guys could see anything, but there's two studios here and the other one is just not happening today. So I'm in a production studio across the hall and it looks like I'm on the air. So let me know if I'm talking to nobody. But anyway, I'm happy to be here today with my guest, Cassidy.
Hey, Mike. I apologize. I didn't mean to kick out that plug outside the building walking in here.
I knew it was you. We have one microphone, everybody, so we're sharing one microphone. And sometimes the lights don't work, but they're working now. So we'll see how this goes. But anyway, glad we're on the air. I think we're on the air.
I guess we'll know shortly if we don't get any response whatsoever. Oh, that's like every week, isn't it?
You're so funny. All right, so today we've got some new noise and freeform. And let me see if I can do this and tell you what I have for new noise. All kinds of good stuff. I have something from Linda Mandolin called Be It Do. It's a love letter to Justine Kowalt, so that'll be cool to hear that. Beautiful song. Something new from Wallows. The Sins. I'm going to play something new from their brand new record. Baxter Hall. Marnie Hall's son has got some new stuff. I'm going to play that as well. Something from Tom Satch-Kerins. Brand new on Rock Garden Records. Rees Brothers, one of my favorites. Got something from them. Something from a band called Two from Richie Giracolis. We met Richie a couple of years ago with his old band. It was a dog. I forget what the heck the name of the dog was. Laika, L-A-I-K-A. That's it. So he's got a brand new project, and the band name Two is because there's two of them in there. There you go. And I have a side project for Rob Moss called Robo Tom. Got something new from them, and starting off something that is near and dear to Cassidy's heart. Something from Robin Hitchcock.
One of my favorites. And we were just talking. He has a new book coming out in a couple of months about 1967.
Does he never stop?
He never stops. One of the most productive people I've ever seen as a musician.
Yep. Now, I believe that this is a project with his partner, Emma Swift, but whatever it is, it's just beautiful. So this one is brand new from Robin Hitchcock, and it's called Arms of Love. It's new noise at WMFO in Medford.
Maybe tonight you're aching for someone you're dreaming of. Wait till the dawn is breaking into the arms of love.
Strong enough through all. suppose you have missed them. Oh, I almost forgot to ask, did you hear of my enlistment?
Funny, I've been there, and you've been here. We ain't had no time to drink that beer. The sky like an eagle in the eye of a hurricane that's abandoned.
Number, but nobody is home. This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Cherry blossoms blooming, clouds of pink booming, crowds of people swooning, taking pictures, crowds of people swooning, clouds of pink booming, cherry blossoms blooming, taking pictures. In the 20th century, we got a gift from the Japanese, several thousand pink and white cherry blossom trees. Cherry blossoms blooming, clouds of pink booming, crowds of people swooning, taking pictures, crowds of people swooning, clouds of pink booming, cherry blossoms blooming, taking pictures, the flowers last just a week or two. Sometime in March, or maybe April, a picture postcard of you. Cherry blossoms blooming, clouds of pink booming, crowds of people swooning, taking pictures, crowds of people swooning, clouds of pink booming, cherry blossoms blooming, taking pictures. In the 20th century, we got a gift from the Japanese, several thousand pink and white cherry blossom trees. Cherry blossoms blooming, clouds of pink booming, crowds of people swooning, taking pictures, crowds of people swooning, clouds of pink booming, cherry blossoms blooming, taking pictures, oh yeah.
It's WMFO in Medford. Can't believe we're doing this, but we are. Ah, did you hear the little taking pictures at the end? That was kind of cool.
Yes, it was.
So we're sitting in this little tiny closet of a studio and just having a great time. Yeah, it's a great time, isn't it?
It is.
Sure.
I feel like I'm in the Everly Brothers, though, sharing this one mic.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, Mike and I 2 inches apart.
Yeah, you got any gum or anything? let's start with the fifth song of that set. It was brand new from a band called Robot Tom Limited, Cherry Blossoms Blooming. Why did I have to give me something hard to say this early in the morning? It is a collaboration between Rob Moss and Canadian artist Tom McNally, who actually plays bass on the new Rob Moss and Skin Tight stuff that I've been playing. So, brand new noise from them, Cherry Blossoms Blooming. Rock and Roll Girl just before that with Paul Collins Beat. Sandman from America, really happy to hear that again. Tough Guy from Matter of Minutes was second, and started off with Robin Hitchcock and Emma Swift together on Arms of Love.
Love it. Can't wait for the album to come out.
Okay, is that all you got to say?
So it's a companion piece to the book that's coming out in June or July, I think. All songs from 1967. I think all that's right. The premise behind it.
Well, it's beautiful, as always, from them.
Sure is.
All right, so Cass is here, as you can hear, and she's got a five-song set that we're going to play. I mentioned in my post for Facebook the folks that are in the five-song set. They include Buddy and Julie Miller, Josh Rouse, Roseanne Cash, Teddy Thompson, and Blue Rodeo. Let's do two, and one, so we'll play the first two. Cass, tell us a little bit about You're My Thrill from Buddy and Julie Miller.
So that's the first song off their most recent album, In the Throes, which came out last year. I could be wrong about this. I'm sure someone can correct me if I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
I think I could be wrong about this one. I think this started off as a Buddy Miller solo album, and then it morphed into a Buddy and Julie album. Of course, you can't go wrong either way, but it's always great to hear them sing together. So this is the lead song.
No, I seem to have a memory, and it may be wrong. Did we see them together at the Bottom Line in New York?
We did see them together. God, that was a long time
ago.
Don't
even say what.
No.
All right, so yeah, we saw them. So after that is Josh Rouse, who also love something called Winter in the Hamptons.
This is from an album called Nashville. Came out like 19-20 years ago, I think. This is just a gorgeous song. Listen carefully to the lyrics. It's kind of a political one.
All right, so you've been warned. Well, you've been advised is the thing to say. Yeah. All right, so let's start off with You're My Thrill by Buddy and Julie Miller and segue beautifully into Josh Rose and Winter in the Hamptons, and we'll be back after this. This is WMFO in Medford.
Sometimes it rains on the inside. seems such a bore. Embarrassed and still we are hanging on. We have stayed. The government, there are lies. So put on your hat, because our forecast is rain clouds. Ba 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 ba. I'll change for you.
and I know that you're fine, but it's gonna be hard to leave you behind. I got a brand new girl, she is my world. She is so good, and she tells the truth, so I do that too, as much as I can. Oh, we made it through, like you did.
Exactly where you stand. when you're swallowed by the silence, listening to the beating of your own heart. And yes, I know that you're fearless, but I know that has its cost. You can ride, you can ride, you can ride your bike
WMFO right here in Medford. I'm Mike. It is 9:40 in the morning. I'm here with Cassidy. Hello.
Hello again, Mike.
And that was just your set.
Thank you. We really appreciate that. I'm out of here now. Thanks. Have a good day.
It's just like you. All right, so why don't you just talk a little bit about them? There's the list for you.
Okay.
And you can tell everybody about that. That was really, really nice.
Oh, thank you. It's funny. When I try to put these sets together, like you start listening to songs and just like, it must be like this for you. Like, oh, you know what would be great after that? And then you play
yeah,
that works. And you kind of know if they don't work. It's really, really interesting. All right, well, I'll kind of walk through these very quickly. So the first one we heard was You're My Thrill from Buddy and Julie Miller. That is the first track off their most recent album, In the Throes, which came out late last year. Wonderful record. Next, we heard Winter in the Hamptons from Josh Rouse's...
What a voice!
2005. Josh Rouse's voice? Yeah, his voice is fantastic. Mine? Not so much. His 2005 album, Nashville. Great song. Wonderful singer. All these people, we were talking during while we were playing them about how great all the singers are in this this little set. Next was I'll Change for You from Roseanne Cash. She just released the 30th anniversary edition of her 1993 album, The Wheel. It's the first release on her new record label that she started with her husband, John Leventhal. He actually just put out his first solo album after something like 40 years. It's great if you haven't heard it. So the second CD is this set from Austin City Limits in 1993, and then there's also a set from the Columbia Records Radio Hour. This is definitely worth checking out if you like Roseanne Cash. It's a great album. Next up was Brand New from Teddy Thompson, who's Richard and Linda Thompson's son.
The vocals. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's why I said,
mind
you know, that,
blown.
Yeah, Linda, so we were commenting on what a beautiful voice he has. And I said, oh, it's like Linda.
Okay.
And yeah, now it makes sense, huh?
Yeah.
God, that song, just so stunning. The vocals in this are just amazing. If you haven't seen it, check out the video for this song sometime. It was recorded at different times. It looks like it's his apartment. But the vocals are live. And it's, oh, my God, just check it out. You won't regret it. And the last song that we just heard was Ride Your Bike from Blue Rodeo, from their most recent album. And I'm drawing a total blank on the name of it now, of course.
What do you mean?
I know, I'm sorry.
Blue Rodeo, Many a Mile.
Many a Mile, thank you. It's actually mentioned, it's a funny song that they mentioned that. You would get a kick out of it, Mike. I knew that was the closing song off Many a Mile from 3 years ago. These guys are just amazing. They've been around since the mid-80s, and they are still going strong. Love them.
That was a wonderful set, and I was just about to, you know, sort of extol your virtues by saying, she's doing this with no notes, but then you forgot the damn album name, so you suck.
Yeah, that's it. Like I said, now I am out of here, because Mike's going to throw me out.
Get out of here. All right, but thank you. That was just a beautiful set, and anybody that knows WMFO, they know that if it's a studio C day, it's just weird. I'm glad that we're on the air, and I'm glad you guys get to hear that. All right, I'm going to continue on with some new noise. I'm very happy to play some new Nervous Eaters.
Yeah.
They very intelligently are putting out some Adam Sherman songs and allowing him to sing them. And this is the latest one. It is a great song from him that I see him live doing this all the time. It's called Don't Need to Make You Mine, and it's by the Nervous Eaters. It's New Noise at WMFO.
your face for a while. Have you quit doing time for me? Or are you still the same spoiled child? Hello, I said hello. Is this the only place you thought to go? Am I the only man you ever had? Or am I just the last surviving friend? Your feelings flow. You're not lucky knowing me, keeping the speed real slow. In any case, I set my own pace by stealing the show. Say hello. Looking for
Rosa.
Having some radio trouble? WMFO streaming live on the web at www.wmfo.org.
WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. It is 9:58 in the morning, and I've been here since 9 a.m. along with Cass. Oh, hi, Cass. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. Fancy to meet you here.
Yeah, crazy. We're in a little closet-sized studio. It's great. It's fun. All right, so let me tell you what we played in that last set. Start off with the last one there. That's a brand-new band called Two, T-W-0, just in lowercase, and that's a brand-new single. It just came out called Falling. That's my friend Richie Giroccolis, who just started this band. So really excited to play that for him. Hope it sounded okay. And just before that, what'd you think of that, by the way? It's kind of like, I don't know, what style would you call that? It's just like really kind of, I don't know. What would you say?
Good. Really good. That's how I would describe it.
Yeah, I mean, I love the sound of that because it was just kind of intense. Yeah.
Intense is definitely the right word.
Yeah.
Is the whole album like that, or is it just a single, right?
I've only got two of them, and that's the only one I've got.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I hope they put out more really soon. Good
stuff. Brand new bands are exciting. All right, and just before that, one of my favorites ever, Albert Hammond Jr. from his 2018 record called Francis Trouble, that was Set to Attack.
Love it. He's so underrated.
I know. I mean, I just love everything he does, and that guitar solo in there just gives me chills.
Yeah, and that's him, I believe, right? He's doing the solo as well.
I think so, but yeah. I can't say for sure. Yeah. Love that song, Set to Attack. from Albert Hammond Jr. Before that, I never play this song, although I'm always tempted to because I'm an Elton John guy, old Elton John, and from Goodbye Albert Road.